This is news from North Country Public Radio.
2 years ago, Moriah Shock Prison near Port Henry was next on the list of correctional facilities New York State wanted to close. Camp Gabriel's near Saranac Lake and the Summit Shock Prison near Albany had already been shut down. The prisons in Lion Mountain and Ogdensburg were also on the chopping block. But the local community and Essex County officials rallied enough support to keep Moriah open. Today, 188 men live on the Spartan campus set in a former mining facility at the foothills of the Adirondacks. As Natasha Haverty reports, corrections officers and some inmates at Moriah Shock say the program offers a fresh start to men willing to work hard. And a quarter of a century after the state's Shock program was created, the question of whether it really works is unresolved.
It's lunchtime in the chow hall at Moriah Shock Prison. The room looks like a high school cafeteria. There are 50 men sitting in their seats, eyes straight ahead or locked on their trays of food. When the prison captain, Boyce Rawson, walks in, one inmate breaks discipline. He turns his head to look and gets dressed down.
Why are you looking up? Didn't we have a talk about that this morning?
Did we speak on that this morning?
Life here is so regimented that even a turn of the head is against the rules. Shock incarceration is just what it sounds like, a shock. The prison is set up like a military boot camp. Most of the guys inside Moriah were drug users like Jeff Daring.
I came to the Shock program 2.5 months ago. It's my first state bid. I'm here because I got involved with drugs before that. I had a presidential scholarship to Alfred University. And because of the drug use, I fell out.
Nonviolent offenders under the age of 50 with a sentence of less than 3 years are eligible to swap their prison time for the six-month Shock program. Jeff is 25 and wears black-rimmed glasses.
It's kind of a double-edged sword because you've got one aspect of this program where this is an opportunity. I got myself into a situation where normally if the Shock program wasn't available, I'd be in prison right now, doing 1.5 to 4.5 years. So this program is a blessing. On the other end of the sword is I'm a felon now, and I'm in prison at the same time. So what works for me is I keep it on the positive. I accept what I've done in the past, but now I'm in Shock, and I spend every moment trying to figure out a way to not ever come back here.
Moriah is one of three Shock prisons in New York. In the late 80s and early 90s, the number of people in prisons around the country soared to an all-time high. The surge came from the tougher laws and mandatory sentencing that put more low-level drug offenders behind bars. States couldn't build prisons and find beds fast enough, so they needed to come up with alternatives.
Hail, hail, Moriah Shock!
Hail, hail, Moriah Shock!
Second platoon's the best you got!
The second platoon's the best you got!
The time served in Shock is short, just 6 months, but it's severe. Everything is in military bearing. Men don't walk, they march. They stand at attention and don't fidget or slouch. They only speak when they're spoken to, and every statement begins and ends with sir or ma'am. Every morning, the men are up by 5:30 and out by 5:45 for 2 hours of physical training. And every weekday, the inmates put in at least 6 hours of manual labor. Drill instructor Julie Walker is in charge of the first platoon at Moriah.
Break them down enough so that you get their attention, work on the discipline piece first, and then you can begin to build again.
Inside her platoon's squad bay, the sheets on each bed are stretched and folded so tightly every corner looks pinned down. Every white T-shirt is folded in a 6x6-inch square.
All of that is self-esteem builders. All of that says, wow, look at that. I just ran 5 miles. I've never done that before in my life.
Not everyone buys the idea that this kind of discipline and military regimen helps inmates after they're released. The last report by the National Department of Justice showed that 30% of Shock graduates find themselves back in prison after 2 years. That compares with 36% of regular prison inmates. And in some Shock prisons around the country, there have been serious problems. According to press accounts, some officers haven't been well trained and have been accused of abusing their power. One inmate's death in Florida led to the closing of all the Shock prisons in that state. Martin Horn teaches at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He used to be commissioner of New York City's Department of Corrections, and before that, he headed up Pennsylvania's entire state prison system.
Anytime you impose that sort of very strict military discipline without a larger philosophical framework that pays attention to the importance of the individual, which is what New York's does, pays attention to the importance of the individual, you run the risk of abuse. And a lot of those programs have been subject to abuse. A lot of them have proven ineffective, and a lot of them have been closed down.
According to Horn, it's that focus on the individual that sets New York's shock program apart. Horn says the program here has been successful because it focuses on treatment. Drug and alcohol rehabilitation, group skills building and sessions they call network, and GED classes take up almost half the inmates' time.
It's the untold story that New York's boot camp program is really a star, a national star.
Men at Mariah say there's a lot about life here that they'll be trying to replicate when they get out.
When I first got sentenced, I thought I was going to be in the military all day, but then I seen the network part of it and the school part, and I seen how they was trying to set up a structure that's equivalent to being out in the streets, working, going to school, a couple of times a week, and the fitness part, and I think that's very good, a good structure for successful living.
Unique Nguyen, like Jeff, is in prison for the first time. Unique's from Queens, New York. He's 35 years old. Once he gets permission from the drill instructor next to him to stand at ease, he opens up a little.
You know, that was my main problem. I really stressed out. I'm a worrywart. And this program for me, you know, dealing with stress is the main thing I'm taking in from this program, dealing with my stress. I'm more relaxed here, very relaxed.
So remember Captain Rawson, the officer who chewed out that inmate at lunch? He says this is what he's trying to create. A positive environment where inmates can catch their breath, build some new skills. He says the program works in part because the prison guards believe in it.
It's a safe environment, not only for staff, but safe for inmates as well. Do you know what I mean? These inmates can go to sleep at night and go to sleep.
Even critics of the shock approach agree that this kind of commitment among the staff is valuable. Jeffrey Butts directs the Research and Evaluation Center at John Jay College.
If the only contribution to this program is to make the staff focus on structure and having a theory that they all pursue and stick to so that their behavior is consistent and they respond consistently to people and incidents as they come up, then it's better than a facility or a correctional program with no structure and no plan. But that does not mean that there's some magic potion that they've discovered.
According to Butts, this is an important distinction. Mariah Shock may be a well-run program, he says, but that's not the same as it being a successful program. He says it makes perfect sense that someone like Unique would feel better, even calmer, while he's at Mariah, but that may not help him when he lands back at home.
We don't have the resources to replace community life for every single person who lives in a stressful, violent community. What we have to do is change those communities, but you can't solve these problems just by taking people out and giving them the experience. It's kind of like, you know, going on vacation for 3 months and living in the country, and you think, boy, this is nice. But that doesn't mean we've fixed all the problems that have caused you to feel stress in the first place.
Captain Rawson agrees that men like Jeff and Unique will face their biggest challenges after graduation.
Because if you take a person out of an environment where a lot of that stuff you're talking about is going on, and then they're released back into that environment, you know, they have to make some tough decisions.
Jeff and Unique both have 2.5 months before they graduate from Mariah.
And I mean, obviously I'm not going to march around when I get home, call cadence, but it helps establish certain discipline that's essential to really be successful. And this is from the heart. I'm not just speaking to, you know, to build up the program, because I know whatever I say is going to be fine. So
I feel positive that I won't fall back into any negative behavior. I feel strongly. And then I almost feel guilty. I was on the right track. I just got sidetracked and, you know, backslide and got in a little trouble. So being around these positive people, it just reminds me what I'm supposed to do and what I want my future to be. I just can't wait to get out and do my thing and do what I'm supposed to do.
When the men at Mariah file out of the building, each one shouts an ooh-rah as he passes through the door. It's a sort of ritual that inmates learn when they arrive here. A way for each man to call out that he's ready for the challenges ahead. Natasha Haverty, North Country Public Radio.
For a slideshow of Mariah Schock, visit our website, ncpr.org.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.